USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates are on the decline. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to just above 5.1% on Friday. It was sitting just over 5.5% on Wednesday. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is requesting the National Guard assist with the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in the nation's capital from Texas. Regarding National Guard troops, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminds everyone.
They're concerned about bringing National Guards in after what was happening here during the summers, and people's safety was concerned, and they didn't think the National Guard should be there then. It just shows the hypocrisy of the mayor and the hypocrisy of the White House. Why don't they secure the border?
Another bus of illegal immigrants arrived in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
A bill designed to help veterans is headed back to Congress.
The Honoring Our Pact Act bill failed at the Senate level during a procedural vote Wednesday. That vote could have cleared the way for a vote on legislation to expand benefits for the estimated 3.5 million veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during America's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Burn pits are open-air pits that would be filled with trash, medical waste, rubber, plastics, and other hazardous materials, set ablaze usually with the assistance of jet fuel. The problem is changing in the bill's language. That means it needs to go back and pass the House and Senate again with the new language. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With July wrapping up, we're heading into the peak of hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says August, September, and October are the most active months. NOAA is calling for between 14 and 21 named storms this season. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
China recently purchased farmland near an Air Force base in North Dakota. Republican Congressman Michael Walls from Florida believes it's important to keep supply chains domestic and not let China control the U.S. market.
We got to bring our supply chains home. They already control our pharmaceuticals. We can't let them control our food, too.
The land is 16 miles away from Grand Forks Air Force Base. A couple accused of secretly working as Russian spies while living in Hawaii has been indicted by a federal grand jury. The husband and wife were indicted on the charges of conspiracy against the United States, identity theft, and false statements in applying for a passport. The two are accused of stealing the identities of dead babies in Texas in the 1980s and using them to pose as American citizens. Polaroid pictures, believed to have been taken during the 1980s, show the man and woman wearing authentic uniforms of the KGB. Former President Trump isn't a fan of a potential deal that could get WNBA star Brittany Griner released from Russia. The former president telling a radio show that she went into a hostile nation with drugs. The United States is wanting to trade her and Paul Whelan for Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.